As part of our Black History Month coverage, we have a story on a University of Michigan graduate. Dr. Ida Gray was the first African-American woman dentist in the country. Over a century after becoming a permanent fixture in history, her legacy continues to inspire new generations. Ida Gray was 20 years old in 1887 when she enrolled at the Dental College at the University of Michigan, now known as the School of Dentistry. She moved from Cincinnati, Ohio to Ann Arbor to pursue her dream of becoming a dentist after working part-time at a dental office back home. Dr. Kenneth May is an associate professor of dentistry at the University of Michigan and reflects on Gray's legacy.
1870 was the first white female to start school on this campus. And you're talking about a black female in 1887. That's a few years after slavery was abolished.
What does that say about Dr. Gray?
She had to be a super individual. Super.
I met up with Dr. May at a dental clinic on campus where students work on real patients as part of their training. Cubicles are used to create many patient rooms in the large open space clinic room. Out of the 436 students currently enrolled in the Doctor of Dental Surgery program at the University of Michigan, 5.9% of them are African American and 62.8% are white. Dr. May, who is black, says more African American students are needed.
And minorities in general, because that's a heavy part of the population that's underserved. You know, we can go into the urban areas, and people are not going to want to come out of the urban areas and go into some of the rural areas or even go into the urban areas where there's low income and that type of thing. And that's the patient that we serve, not only just blacks, Hispanics, American Indians, and some Asians as well.
Down the hall at another student dental clinic, 27-year-old Kayla Tillman is working on a patient. The Kalamazoo native says Dr. Gray's actions continue to influence people today.
Even throughout my studies, you know, I can constantly remind myself that, you know, she was a pioneer for someone like myself, from someone from an underserved background, African-American female. I can relate to her in both of those aspects.
To encourage more minority students to enroll in the School of Dentistry, the University of Michigan has a program that invites undergraduate students who are interested in the profession to visit their dental clinics and learn more about financial aid. But even with their dedicated program, the university says there are only so many students who have an interest in dentistry and meet the program requirements. Tillman reflects on what it means to her, knowing that Dr. Gray earned her degree at the University of Michigan 130 years ago.
I think that it shows that the University of Michigan School of Dentistry has been committed to diversity before it even was a thing. You know, in the 1800s, who would have expected, you know, an African-American woman to go to dental school, let alone do a lot of things? You know, the civil rights movement wasn't passed. You know, there still was discrimination and things like that going on. So I'm very grateful that I'm part of a community that has cherished that from the beginning, and that they are continuing to push for and having increased diversity into the profession of dentistry.
Jordan Brown is another African-American student at the dental clinic who was motivated to enroll at the University of Michigan because of the connection the school has with Dr. Gray. As a fourth-year student, he now shares his knowledge with others.
I like to connect with different students across the nation through social media, and I'm big on mentoring students that otherwise wouldn't have that access to information. I actually remember being a pre-dental student where I didn't know when to apply for school, what should I study for the admissions test, and all these other questions that I never had a resource for. And so I told myself that when I got to that level, when I started figuring everything out, I would reach back and be able to communicate with all these students across the country to give them that information and just give them my insight on not only the University of Michigan, but also dentistry as a whole.
After graduating in 1890, Dr. Ida Gray returned to Cincinnati, where she opened a private dental practice. 5 years later, she moved to Chicago, where she continued to practice dentistry until the 1930s. When she moved to Chicago, she became the first African-American woman to practice dentistry in that city. To honor her legacy, every year the University of Michigan presents the Ida Gray Awards to a faculty member, staff member, and a student who has contributed to the advancement of diversity and who has improved the climate for work, learning, research, and patient care. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.